Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It is such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry, to go into the jails and prisons, to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. That's before the coronavirus struck our country, our world. Praise God. We know what happened in 2020, March, how the coronavirus came. Praise God. Closed things down. This is September 2021. We have a vaccine, and now we got a Delta virus going around with the coronavirus. Praise God. But we're still here on radio preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord. Letting you know Jesus is still on the throne. Praise God. Amen. Got church still in my soul. Praise God.
It's all right.
Lord taking care of me during this, praise God, coronavirus, amen, epidemic. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're preaching Jesus, praise the Lord, because I'm a Jesus man. We're going to continue the message, talking about holiness. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate. Those you're in free world, tell your neighbor, your friend, your relative. Tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Holiness.
Yes.
Now, sanctification is another name for holiness. The Lord Jesus wants us to be sanctified. That is to make us like God. To root that sinful nature out of you. So many preachers don't know what sanctification is. Amen. They tell me, being set apart. Amen. It's more to it than just being set apart. You will take a drunkard, take him away from the alcohol, put him in jail. But that's not sanctification, because that drinking demon is still in that alcoholic. I have known prisoners to make mash. Why? Because that desire is still in them. So being set apart does not completely define sanctification. Amen. Sanctification is when Jesus takes that sinful nature where so many Christians saying they can't get rid of. Get that Adam nature of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin. That's holiness. Praise God. Amen. You get that sinful nature out of you, you won't have no problem trying to live right. Amen. So many Christians trying to serve God with that sinful nature in them. That's why they have so many problems. That's why they're in the flesh. That's why they get attitude. Because that sinful nature never got out. And how in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost over top of sin? Because you can't put the Holy Ghost in no temple with that's dirty. Because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. There's a lot of Christians confessing they got a Holy Spirit. They got a spirit all right, but it's sure not holy. Praise God. You up there got an attitude. Amen. Rolling your eyes. Amen. Gossiping. Backbiting. smiling into a person's face, then talk about them behind their back. Amen. Praise God. That's because you need to get washed in the blood. You get washed in the blood, you'll speak what you know. Testify what you see. Hold your peace. Then come to church. Shout. How many times you go to church? Praise God. The church pews be empty. Why? Because people that need to be there don't be there. Why? Because they're not sanctified. But when you get sanctified through the blood, you can't wait till the church doors open. Praise God. You just press your way in the service. When you get there, you put your time in. Shouting praise God. Because you're glad you got Jesus in your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Missionary Velvet, praise the Lord. Read for me, praise God, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. What did Paul say?
Amen.
Because people need to get sanctified. Praise the Lord.
For this is the will of God.
For this is the will of God.
Even your sanctification.
Even your sanctification.
You should abstain from fornication.
God wants you to be holy. He wants you to be clean. That is to live free from sin.
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
You heard what that Bible said? God wants you to be sanctified. Possess your vessel. That is to say, your body supposed to be holy. Holy on the inside. Holy on the outside. That's how I put it on radio. Amen. Now, possess your vessel in sanctification and in honor. Be holy inside. Holy outside. So many Christians, they look holy on the outside, but they're not holy on the inside. But this will make you holy on the inside. You hear me? Glory to God. There are so many Christians saying they got Christ, but on the outside, they look like somebody don't have Christ. Some of them look like Jezebel. Praise God. Amen. Ministering the word, looking like Jezebel. You see, Jezebel painted herself. Jezebel decked herself. Glory to God. With jewelry and stuff. Glory to God. And you got Christians confessing Christ, following the lady, the evil spirit, Jezebel. Praise God. Amen. Then get mad when a Holy Ghost preacher preach about it. Glory to God. That's because the devil is in them. Praise the Lord. But when Jesus, hallelujah, come in you, when the Lord breathe in your soul, sanctify your holy. Praise God. He'll get that devil out of you. Get that Jezebel demon out of you. Praise God. Place in you holiness. When holiness come in you, you won't just mock the holy people, but you'll be holy on the inside. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, I can live right. I can live holy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look holy on the outside and be holy on the inside. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to follow that Jezebel devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What the Bible said, Missionary Velvet?
It said that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as a Gentile which know not God.
Amen.
No man go beyond to defraud his brother in any matter.
Then you know. We as saints of God not supposed to be like the world. Lusting after the flesh. Running after the flesh. We supposed to be holy. Sanctified. Amen. What did that Bible say?
That the Lord is of that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Because the Lord is avenged of all such. And we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness. But unto holiness.
Let you know, the Lord wants you to be holy. Don't be unclean, but be holy. You want the Holy Ghost? You got to be holy. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. When Jesus rose up the Jordan River, the Holy Ghost descended like a dove on Jesus. Because he was clean. Praise God. So when Jesus cleans us up, he makes us a candidate to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Praise
and the Holy Ghost preserves you. keep you
yes.
from all corruption, all evil out there in the world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord God. How many of y'all want to get this joy in your soul? Make you happy. Praise the Lord. Stop pretending you're saved and get saved sure enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you can't go to heaven being, amen, a hypocrite. But you got to be real. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Praise Him.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary.
Yes.
Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Yes. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart.
Praise
want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are sick in their bodies. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Immunize the saints, the people of God, from the coronavirus, from the Delta virus. Praise God. Amen. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. The song said, come where the blood can heal. Come where the blood can deliver and set free. Hallelujah. So we've got to come on to Jesus because he's the only one that can revive us and restore us. Hallelujah. So you believe that prayer and the message of the home that pray, hallelujah, you have received your deliverance. So you keep on thinking and keep on praising him and don't let it go, hallelujah, and build upon it, hallelujah, because we can do all things through Jesus Christ because he gives us strength, hallelujah, and we don't have to fall back into condemnation. So don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. All you have to do is give it to him and believe that he can work it out. Those in the free world, think of your prayer in support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And God can do anything for you too. You don't have to be bound. He can set you free. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you to please believe that message, hallelujah, because God can lift you up. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the Lord, and I do ministry. Soon as you get a green light, going back, doing what God called us to do, to enter into the jails and prisons. Praise God. Until then, we're going to continue being on radio, preaching the gospel, spreading the news of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those in free world, cling to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Spanish-speaking prisoners, write up for Spanish Bibles. It's called Jesus, Spanish-speaking material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.